Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is he the lifter of your head on tonight? Amen, amen. He is the lifter. He's our joy. He's our strength. Amen. And we just give God praise. We give him thanks on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking him for another day, people of God. Amen. Another day. Glory to God that he has kept us. He's kept our hearts and our minds and our soul. Amen, Jesus. And we just bless the Lord for that. Amen. We bless him for his goodness. Yes, we bless him for his grace. Amen. We just bless him, bless him, bless him. He's so worthy. He is so worthy, people of God. He is so worthy of all of the praise, of all of the honor. Amen, Jesus. He's just worthy. Amen. I just love the Lord on tonight. Amen. I love him. Amen. Glory to God because he first loved me. Amen. Glory to God. So I just thank him on tonight, and I pray, amen, that you're thanking him as well in your heart. Glory to God as we begin this new week. Amen. On a Sunday. Amen. The first day of the week. Amen. We're coming to give him thanks and to give him praise. Amen. To seek his divine protection for our lives, amen, for the lives of our children, our loved ones, amen. We're just coming seeking him on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, and to give him what's due unto him, to give him all the praise, give him all the honor, amen, Jesus. Just to bless him, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because he truly deserves the praise, amen. As the song says, he's the lifter of our head. And so we just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We honor him on tonight. Amen. For his goodness and for his grace. Amen. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. We pray, amen, that you had a beautiful day in the Lord as well on today. Amen, Jesus. I'm sure if we were to open the lines for testimonies on tonight, amen, we wouldn't have enough time for everybody to tell what the Lord has done for them. Amen. So we just thank him. We thank him. We bless him. We praise him. Amen. For these things. Amen. His great and precious promises that he has made unto us. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome on tonight. Welcome all of our listeners, all of our newcomers. Amen, Jesus. If you're new to the Prayer News Network, we want to say welcome. We welcome you. Amen. We want to welcome you. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank you for coming. Amen, Jesus. We do. We thank you for coming. Glory to God, because we realize that there's so much that you could be doing. Amen, Jesus. But you came. You came, amen, to, amen, be with us for a while. And we just thank God for that. We thank God, amen, for your coming. While you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people and let them know that we are here. Let them know that we are live. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is live. Ask them to come, amen, and sit with you. Amen. Ask them to just come and sit with you, people of God, and even after the broadcast, glory to God. How about just call them up and talk about, amen, how you were blessed and what you got out of the broadcast, amen. Glory to God. Let them hear, amen, what the Lord is doing, what the Lord is saying in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, go ahead and invite someone. Amen. Invite them to come in. Invite them to be a part. Amen. Glory to God. Text a couple of people. Glory to God. Amen. I know sometimes we just kind of take it for granted that, you know, whoever you've invited last week or week before last, that they're going to come this time, but not necessarily so. Sometimes they just need that gentle reminder to let them know that, hey, come on over to the PNN. Come on in and sit with me and listen to the Prayer News Network on tonight. So, again, don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted that anyone knows, amen, but we want to just remind them to come, to come, to come, to come to the Prayer News Network. We want to thank all of our listeners, amen. We have listeners from several different countries, amen, just to name a few, whether you're calling, you're listening from Nassau, Bahamas, or where you're listening from Jamaica, or China, or Canada, or the UK, amen, Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Whether you're listening in Bermuda, we just want to say thank you. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. We thank you. Whether you're listening from Nigeria or from Africa, amen, any parts of Africa, we just want to say welcome and thank you. Thank you for taking time out to come and be with us for this broadcast on this afternoon. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners for the in the continental U.S. Amen. Each and every state, wherever you're listening from, we just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We pray, amen, that you get all that you've come to this broadcast for. Amen. Whatever it is, amen, we just want to say God's got it. And there are a group of believers, amen, that are here. We're standing together with you for whatever you need, believing God with you, amen, for the answer. God has done some amazing things on the line, and we're so grateful for the great things that he's done and that he's yet doing in this hour. So we're very grateful, amen. Again, we want to say go ahead and send out those text messages. Let someone know. Remind someone to come and be on the line with you on tonight. Amen. They're guaranteed to be blessed. Amen. There's more. Amen. There's more and more. Amen. So we want you to get all you can all you can get. Amen. And come. Amen, Jesus. And just get what you need from the Lord. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line. You can get a copy of this broadcast afterwards. Amen. You can get a copy. Glory to God. If you would, we'll just stick around afterwards. We'll give you two numbers, the two numbers that you can text and get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. So we'll give you those two numbers afterwards. And all you got to do is send in that text message, and we will send you your copy of the broadcast. We just want to thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for, I just want to thank God for my leaders, amen, establishing protocol. People of God, just to let you know that this line, amen, there is divine order on the line, and we thank God for it, amen. I thank God for my leaders, acknowledging them, amen, thanking the Lord for our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.B. James, and thanking the Lord for our senior apostle, Prophet Huggins James, amen, Jesus. Thank God for him, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen. Thanking the Lord for him and for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., glory to God. Just thanking God for them. Thanking them tonight for First Lady James on tonight, praying for and always for the First Family. Amen, Jesus. Just thanking the Lord tonight. Amen for them. We thank God for your leaders, people of God, each and every one of your leaders on tonight. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. Thank God. Amen for you and you and you, people of God, because we realize there's so much that you could be doing, but you have elected to be here with us. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Thanking the Lord for them. Amen. A group, a team of Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, kingdom-minded people. Amen. Who don't mind. Amen. Standing in helping to keep this work going forward, that the people of God can be blessed. Amen. So we just thank God for that. I'm telling you, we thank God for that. The ship continues to move. People are continuing to be blessed. Souls are continuing to be saved, delivered, and set free by the power of God. Healed. Amen. Glory to God. Continuing to be healed. So we thank the Lord. Amen. For that on tonight. We bless him. We honor and glorify him. Amen. For this work doing what God intended it to do in the earth. Amen. For the people. It's here for you, people of God. Amen. That you can get whatever you need. Whatever you need, you can get it. Amen. Because one word from the Lord can change your life forever. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and sanctify the line on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We would that you pull your hearts and your minds in. Amen. We know that many have been in the presence of the Lord on already on this day. Amen. That the Lord has made. Amen. We know that you've probably eaten. Amen. And that you're just kind of sitting back. Amen. Glory to God, meditating on what you heard on today. Amen. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen, Jesus. So we just come on tonight. Amen. We're going to change the format just a little bit on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Because we don't want you to gouge out, amen, on your food. Amen. Glory to God. We want it to be tasteful for you. Amen. So tonight we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in. Amen. And we're going to say a word of prayer on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. That the Lord would sanctify our hearts even the more. Amen. Jesus, and prepare us for what he's about
to do. The recording has started.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him, people of God. Come on and thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him as only you can. Glory to God. Thank him for what he's done for you. Thank him for who he is to you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift those voices. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Let us be thankful unto him. Glory to God, and we come to bless his name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for just being good unto us, your people. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for keeping us. We're thanking you for another day. Glory to God, another day that you've kept our hearts and kept our minds. And we just come to say thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for being our strength on tonight. We're thanking you for being our provider. We're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, for being our divine covering, even in the midst of trouble. You covered us, oh God, and for this we want to say thank you. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for keeping our families, for keeping our loved ones. We thank you, glory. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For had it not been you, oh God, on our side, we don't know where we would be. But we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. For you are the great I am. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God for making a way out of no way. We thank you tonight for touching our children and keeping our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many, oh God, that amen, that amen. Glory to God that may have been in awkward places on tonight, God, but you kept them. You kept them, oh God. You kept them. And we just want to say thank you on tonight. Thank you for loving them. Thank you for your angels that you've given to be charged over us in all of our ways. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight for your divine ordination. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for causing us to be in the right place at the right time. And Father, tonight we just want to say thank you. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We're asking tonight, oh God, that you will look upon your people. Look upon your people all over the land, all over the earth, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you are our El Shaddai. Father, you are more than enough. And we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, we're asking that you touch your people on tonight. Touch and heal. Touch and deliver. Touch and set free on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, as only you can, hallelujah, glory to God, make ways out of no way for your people on tonight. Father, we're asking you, glory be to God, to lead, God, and direct, even as you said that you would, into all truth and all righteousness, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you now. We bless you tonight for your salvation being great throughout the earth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you would save the unsaved. Oh, God, that you would save the unsaved. In the precious name of Jesus, glory to God. The lost on tonight, oh, God, we cry out unto thee. Oh, God, cause them to see the light. Cause them, oh, God, to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Not only to hear, but to heed your voice in the name of Jesus, oh God, knowing that you are, oh God, the lifter of their head, knowing that you are the savior of the soul, knowing that you are the redeemer, the righteous redeemer, glory to God, and that you're yet the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for moving in the hospitals, for moving, oh God, upon those, oh God, that are afflicted, those that are sick on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thanking you for moving upon your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We honor you on tonight. We're thanking you for moving in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your peace. Hey, God, that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your angels of peace, oh God, in the midst of every situation in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, all glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for your word on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for that you're about to do. Father, we're asking that you look upon us even now. Look upon each and every one. Oh God, sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us, yet, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, sanctify our minds, our hearts, our soul, our spirit. Sanctify us as only you can in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us on tonight that we might hear you with clarity. Sanctify us on tonight that we might see you, oh God. Hey, God, that we did have Shabbat. Oh, God, that there will be no distractions in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your word. Thank you for sending your word that delivers, your word that heals, your word that sets free. Father, we thank you now. We thank you. Glory to God that you have an expected end for each and every one of us. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh God, for what you're about to do in this hour. We say have your way in the midst of us. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way. Have your perfect and your divine way, Father. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your speaker on tonight, your divinely ordered speaker on tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for her on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. Bless her, oh God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. Glory to God for what you're about to do. We thank you, oh God, for speaking yet to your people. Thank you for your word, oh God, that you've sent, oh God, that it shall not return unto you void. But we thank you on tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, oh God, and we bless your name. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you tonight. We magnify you for your goodness. We magnify you for your grace. Thank you for your touch yet again. Your touch to heal your people in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, Master. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And we, as sons of God, do bind the hand of the enemy And we bring his every work to naught. And for this, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. In thy matchless name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Again, for those that are yet coming in, those that are yet coming in, we thank God for you. Amen. We want to ask you to go ahead and take somebody. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on into the line on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come. Amen. And hear, amen, what the Lord has for you on tonight. Amen. And we bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. We do bless him. We honor him. We glorify him on tonight. Again, truly the Lord has done so much for us that we truly cannot tell it all. Amen, Jesus. He's been good to us, people of God, and we just give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. As we said, amen, we realize that several of you, amen, perhaps have gone to the church today. Amen, Jesus, and we pray that the Lord bless you. You receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, here we are. Here we are gathered, amen. Here we are gathered, amen, to see what the Lord will say. Amen. We're so grateful, people of God. As you know, our PNN advisors, glory be to God, they are, amen, they're so appreciated because, amen, they have so many ministries. They have so many things that they're yet doing as well. But we thank the Lord for them extending their hand to come and be a part of this work, amen, that the Lord has established in the earth. And we just thank God for them, amen, that they're able, amen, to squeeze the PNN in, amen. Glory be to God. We're so grateful for that, amen. And tonight, amen, we're grateful, amen, that we do have one of our advisors, amen. We had one of our advisors last night, amen. We have another one of our advisors on tonight, amen, that's coming to bless you, amen, Jesus. As you know, it was during the book review, amen, Jesus, that all of the advisors, amen, went forth and just, you know, took a chapter and, amen, dove into the gift of prayer. Beautiful, beautiful time. Beautiful time we had, amen, during the book review. Amen. And it was even out of that, amen, that the Lord, amen, brought forth a work, amen, out of one of our advisors. And we're so grateful, amen. This will be the second time, amen, Jesus, glory to God. And we just thank God that we have, amen, a diversity, amen, on the PNN platform. Just thanking God for diversity. Glory to God, amen, because we cannot box God in. Glory to God, amen. So we thank God, amen, that on this platform, amen, that the woman of God is coming, and she's going to come and share with us on tonight, amen. Glory to God, we, amen, had so many beautiful reviews and requests. Amen. The last time she was here, amen, Jesus, such an impactful word, again, in such a different format. And tonight, people of God, we are going back up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. And this woman of God is no stranger to none of the advisors are strangers to us. Amen. But they're just family. Amen. And tonight, glory to God, coming to us from EPC Nation. Amen, Jesus, and she will honor, amen, as she comes forth. But we're grateful tonight, amen. We're just going to sit, amen. We're just going to come and sit and listen. And tonight, people of God, we want to present to you Ollie's Hour, amen, coming to us by way of Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless each of you all. God bless. She already got everything out of the way. The preliminary, she got those things out of the way. I'm not going to be before you long if the Lord said it. Same. I just bless the name of the Lord tonight that he have allowed us to come together one more time just to lift his name up, because God is worthy of all our praise, all the glory and the honor. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. I am indeed grateful to God tonight. I am indeed grateful to God tonight for each of you all taking the time the Lord has to say unto your church, unto your heart, unto your mind, unto your spirit, unto your soul, unto your situation, unto your finance, unto your health, unto your directions, unto guidance, unto obedience. And I bless God for this ministry, the Prayer News Network, and I praise God for Minister Bradley giving me an opportunity to come before you again. It's Olive's Hour. And I would like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to Olive's Hour. I'll tell you just a little bit about me, but I think you know pretty much what I know. I'm a mother of three, two girls and one boy, a son. I have one daughter-in-law. I have two son-in-laws. I have 11 grandchildren, yes, a great-grandmother. Praise the name of our Lord. And I am grateful to God, and I am the fourth child out of 13. I am indeed. And I thank God for the things that I have experienced, because my experience have brought me hope. And tonight, my hope makes me not ashamed. And I praise God for that tonight. Saints of the Most High God, I have a question tonight. As I said, I hope not to be before you long. And this is a question. And if there's a question, then there's an answer, right? Right. And I need you to get your Bibles, and I need you to start thinking about this question that I'm going to ask you, okay? This is Olive's Hour. If you would like to get some water, you're welcome. If you would like to get some hot tea, you're welcome also. If you would like to get some cold tea, lemonade, or whatever your flavor is, whatever you would like, ginger ale, you're welcome. You're so welcome. And the question tonight, I want you to, I'm going to ask, and I want you to be honest and open with yourself, okay? Because this is real talk. Real talk, okay? Real talk. Tonight's question is, what does it mean that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered? Jesus learned, what does it mean that Jesus learned obedience, he suffered? What does it mean? And while you're asking that question, I also would like for you to think about, what have you learned? Or what have we learned? Or what does it mean to us that we learn obedience by the things we suffer? And you got to give me an answer tonight, because God needs an answer. And when you talk this thing out, when you talk this thing through, we're going to find ourselves, okay? We're going to find ourselves. And guess what? Jesus, oh, y'all just blessed me. Just blessed me. Hey! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because Jesus was all of it wrapped in one. And I'm gonna stop right there. Now, I need you to look this answer up. I need you to find out what does it mean that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered? But I also ask that same question and with an answer for yourself, okay? So you can see yourself. We don't see ourselves tonight, saints. We don't see ourselves tonight. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. God bless you. Father God, now anoint my lips are clean. Send your anointing, God, that destroy every yoke. Bless ye this people. Heal, deliver, and set free. Let your perfect will be done tonight. We thank you for your permissive will. But let your perfect will be done tonight. Unstop our dull ears. And Father God, unclog our arteries. In the name of Jesus, in the spiritual realm. That your word can have free course. And let your word cleanse us, purge us, and God, in the name of Jesus, and heal us. In the name of Jesus. Bless God near and far. But most of all, faith to the utmost. And forgive tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and the praise. It belongs to you. In Jesus' name. What does it mean? Blessings on you all. that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Now let us go to Hebrews 5 and 8. We're going to check it out and see what, I got an answer. I want y'all to get an answer now. Some of you may get the same answer I got, but you're going to have to kind of, and you can't take wrong with your answer. And I want you to give me an answer. Though he was, listen, he was Jesus. Mm-hmm. Learn obedience for what he suffered. And once made, listen at the word, once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obeyed him and was designated by God, to be high priest in order of Melchizedek, as written in a passage, content is essential. I love that essential for understanding these verses. We all right? Are you okay? Now, the entire epistle explained to the Hebrews their own scripture. Mm-hmm. The writer takes them for what they knew. The Old Testament, especially the law of Moses, mm-hmm, to what they had not known until now. The revelation of how Jesus fulfilled Old Testament, and through and brought them into new covenant with God. Ain't that all right? Isn't that all right? And we're going to find that in Hebrews 8, 1-13. The context of chapter 4 through 10 explains how the Levitical priesthood are no longer on earth, but in heaven, and how Jesus served as our, listen, perfect, finally, eternal, high priest. Now look at that. Now look. He was man. He was a son. He was a child. So he had to come. You know, he didn't come as a grown man like Adam did. He came as a child. He had to grow up. He had to learn some things. He had to go through some stuff. Like you and I have to go through some stuff. We have to go through some things. We have to suffer some things in order to be able to appreciate God's greatness, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's blessings, and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? The immediate content runs from Hebrews 4 and 14 through 5 and 10 and deal with Jesus. Listen. Qualifications to serve as the one and only high priest, in heaven for all people, not some. He died for all. Every sin, every issue, every circumstance, every high and low, and in between. All the dirty, the nasty, the good, and the bad. Jesus died. He did it. He did it for, he said, for all people, all colors, all walk of life, and for all time. Here and elsewhere in Hebrew, we learn, yes, we learn that Jesus was fully, Lord, thank you, fully divine. Yes, sir. Jesus was fully divine, yet fully human. Ain't that all right? Glory to God. That's how I know we can get through this thing. We know these things. That's how I know we can press through these things. Look. We human, but we spiritual also. See, I want you to see yourself tonight. Oh, glory, we got to see this thing. Please see this, people of God. We learned that Jesus was fully divine. You got him in you, don't you? So Christ in you is the very hope, right? Yet fully human. And that he was without sin. Yes, sir. Yet experience. Now, look. Don't tell me we can't temptation. And listen at this. Human weakness. Uh-huh. But he didn't sin. He was acquainted with it. He was experienced with it because of Jesus. Unique. Listen. Hey. Unique nature and experience. He can fully relate to our struggle. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. He can fully relate to our struggles. Oh, don't tell me, Lord, you don't understand. Y'all just don't. Yes, he does. He fully relates to our struggles as he performs the priestly duty required by law for the forgiveness of our sins. That's why. Uh-huh. Our sins. I want us to focus on Hebrews 5 and 8. An inseparable part of one sentence running from three verses. I want us to listen now. Hear what the word says to the church tonight. We have an extremely condensed version of Jesus' life on earth. He was, listen at this, infinite son. Yes, sir. Hey! Of God. Who nevertheless experience the limits of space and time like we do, and life as we do. God could have created a full-grown adult body for Jesus, as he did Adam, and rushed him to the cross, but he didn't. Ask yourself why. Why? Instead, Jesus left heaven, enter time. We're going to, that's Philippians 2 and 5 through 8. An experience for himself, ordinary human life. That's why. He experienced for himself ordinary human life from birth to adulthood to death. Now, you see? Everything you go through, he gone through it. He's shown us how to get through it. Oh, he acquainted with all your grief. Everything. And we just like sheep for the slaughter. We kill all the day long. He was persecuted. So what? Are you greater than he? No, we're not. No. Mm-mm. Birth to adulthood to death. Learning and suffering. And death are part of the life experience for all people. Even if you're here when he returns and you're going to be caught up with, you're going to have to do a transform. You're going to have, so flesh and blood can't enter in. You're going to die from unrighteous. You have to leave this in nasty flesh because nothing good dwell in it. You got to put on that incorruptible body. And God ensured him, ensured that his own son would be no exception. Now, why you think you should be one? Why we think we should be an exception? If he didn't spare his own son, why? Why we think we should be an exception to the case? Jesus, you just don't know. When I'm going through this and every time I look around this and that, so what? He did too. But what did he do? He humbled himself, and he obeyed his father. Yes, he did. He obeyed his father. As God, Jesus did not need to learn. As God, Jesus did not need to learn anything, especially obedience. Why? He is obedient. The word in him. Obedience comes from him. Yet at his incarnation, Jesus limited himself to the human experience. He chose, listen. He chose the weak position are having to learn and grow. Yes, he did. Luke 2:52. He chose. See, we didn't choose God. God chose us. Well, you know, I chose the Lord when I was this. No. The Lord chose you when you was this age. The Lord, as a matter of fact, he chose you before the foundation of the world. But you just have to come to the knowledge and to acceptance of his choosing you. We okay now? Oh, don't you forget now. We're coming back to it. And I so you here, sister, and you still got to give an answer. So you just got to come back with an answer. Jesus learned obedience, not in the sense that he was prone to disobedience and had to bring rebelliousness under control. No. But in the sense that he was fully, listen, into the human experience. Yes, sir. Hey, glory. My. Thank you. Fire. Thank you. Well, glory. Thank you. Oh, bless you. I bless you, Father. I bless the name, God. As a child, he obeyed his parents. As a child, he obeyed his earthly parents. Luke 2:51. As an adult, he obeyed the law. Matthew 5:17. And fulfilled all righteousness. Matthew 3:15. That's what the word says. And his life, all his life, Jesus completely fulfilled the Father's will. He completely fulfilled the Father's will. Who will are we fulfilling? Who will are we seeking to fulfill? Is it my will, your will, pastor will, the prophet will, apostle will, my boss will, TV will? Who will? Father's will. John 5:29. And 15:10, Hebrews 10:9. He knew what obedience was prior to his incarnation. He knew. See, he came from God. He knew. Of course. But he learned obedience on earth by experiencing it. Situation. That's what he's trying to get us to do. Not the mama and grandma, not the complain, because then you get so flustered, and then that we should have already obtained, we have not obtained it because we won't arm ourselves and submit ourselves under the hand of Almighty to be obedient to his will and die out of our will. Talking to me too. Matthew 3:15. All his life, Jesus completely fulfilled the Father's will. John 8:29, Hebrews 29:15-10, Hebrews 10:9. He knew what obedience was, I know I read that, was prior to his incarnation, of course. But, he learned obedience on earth by experiencing it in every situation. And in every situation, no matter how difficult, listen, his son was obedient to the Father. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. No, he said he had been rebellious. I have not turned away. I haven't turned aside. Listen. I offered my back to those who beat me. You think you something? You so smart? Because you beat me down. You think you said, it made me thought about slavery. Hey! That, it brought some things out to me. I offer my back to those who beat me, persecuted me, trapped me down. I off of my back. Isaiah 55:6. He got off of it. I could have took it, but I couldn't. I could not, but I did it. Why? That you can learn. Jesus learned obedience for what he suffered. As the divine Son of God. Thank you. Hey! He did not have to suffer. Oh, but he did it for me. He did it for you. But as the Son of Man, hey, suffering was required to learn obedience. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Greek word used in Hebrews 5:8 for suffering usually referred to endurance, unpleasant experience like sickness or disease. Mark 5:26, or persecution. Acts 8:1. But it's often also implies endurance to endurance a challenge. Look at it as a challenge. Process that transform that suffering. Uh-huh. Romans 5:3. 2 Corinthians 1:3-9. Listen, that in the sense in which the word is used in Hebrew 5:8, see also Hebrew 2:10. Jesus chose to endure an unpleasant challenge. He chose to, because it was the will of his Father, the will of his Father, for his brief time on earth. We got a brief time here. After that process, Jesus had sin made perfect. Mm-hmm. It is crucial to note that perfect or perfect here means complete, complete, as in finished, and full course. In Jesus' case, he finished and altogether righteous human life and had a complete understanding, listen, of human frailty and suffering. Listen, it was Christ, total human, oh, glory, obedient, coming through extreme suffering that qualifies him to be our eternal, right? Glory, high priest, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hebrews 2:9. Yes, he did. Yes, he did do it. Yes, he did. Have it been perfect? Not morally, but in, listen, relation to his ministry as our Savior. Now, he didn't get out of character. Don't nobody think that he did. He did not. Jesus qualified to be the source or offer or eternal salvation for all who obey him. Uh-huh. Hebrews 5:9. Jesus, high priesthood, yes, sir, is not a temporal Levitical priesthood. No. But it's everlasting. Thank you. In the order of Melchizedek process, Jesus endured and expounded on throughout the Bible the beautiful rap of glory in his message. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, there have been many of those preachers since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lived forever, forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. Yes, he is. Yes, sir. And yes, he did. And yes, he will. If you come. We come half hearted. He wants to come completely now. He didn't want us to do that. He don't gave us time to pick David and some of the roses. He don't gave us time to pick lilies. He don't give us time now because he always lives. Always lives. Always. Such a high priest truly met our needs. One who holy, he holy. Blameless, pure, set apart from sinners. But he didn't take himself from out of the mess of people that was doing wrong. You know how they always came. You stand with the sinners. You break the bread with them. You eat with them. Hey, that's why I come to die for those. So, and sometimes you get saved. Let's talk about this thing. Sometimes you get saved. You even separate yourself from the family. You separate yourself from the people, friends you used to have. Separate yourself from the act and the doing, the evil or the sinful ways. But how are they going to see Jesus if we always taking ourselves out? And then we take the scripture misuse it and misquote it. Come on along, them be separate. Jesus stayed right in the midst. Why? That's why he came for the sinners. I didn't come for y'all that's already whole and healed. I come for those that are not whole. I come for those that are sick. I come from the broken, for the those that are broken. I come from the downtrodden. I come from those that name the slander. I come for those that smelly. I come from those that are without nothing. I come for those what you call no good. I come for the murderers and the liars and the thieves. Oh, I come for the rapists. I come for all that. And in everything you can name, the drunkards, the drug addicts, homosexual, anything you can name. Hey, you're not above any of that because all of righteousness, all, all unrighteousness. So we pick choose what we want to call unrighteous. We pick and choose what we want to call what God is against and what God wants. Oh, yeah, he did name some several things that he hated, that was abomination. He did. I can't take that away from because he named it. It was there, and I can't separate that. But don't forget now. He also said, a liar. Come on here. All liars, not some. A-L-L. You're going to have your part in the lake of fire. So what? So why are you pointing over there at the drunkard and you walk around lying? Why are we putting over there at the one that's on our attic? And what we saw on Seeds of Discord. Why? Oh, we're going to ask some questions tonight because we got answers. And why? Why we, when we do come to God, oh, we such high prestige. We don't put ourselves up in this pedestal. Not all. Because some remain low, meek, and humble. But then, God chose you. He chose you for work. He want to qualify you for a work. But when he called you, he give you these positions. It's not that you're above anyone else. It's not that you're better than anyone else. It's just you submitted yourself and committed yourself. I'm just saying, in the name of Jesus, who's delayed it. And that's all. But he came that we of the world, in the world, but we're in the world, but not of the world. We are the light that set us on the hill. They cannot be hid. The bugs come to the light. If we're going to go and take our light and put it under the bushel, my God, we're supposed to be that light. People can see our good works and glorify our Father. That's what it's all about. That's what suffering is about. Oh, don't look at your suffering as a bad thing. Oh, the devil did that. The devil can't do no more to you or me that God permit him to do. I serve you and him notice. He cannot. She talking big. I say it again. No more my heavenly Father permit him to. Jesus said, no man take my life. I laid it down. So don't think that you don't done some big thing. I had the power to keep it, take it up, but for your sake, for your sake, I laid it down for you. Yes, he did do it. Yes, he did do it. That we may lay our lives down for someone else. What you mean? I'm glad you asked me the question. That you may sacrifice. I used to hear the elders say, giving up the right for the wrong. You don't have to be wrong. You just got to make it sure you're so right. Get somebody else. Sometimes people be talking, and I know the answer, but guess what? I let them go ahead and tell me, and then I'll just rejoice with them. You know why? Oh, girl, you just coming to that? No. They have come to a knowledge and understanding and have been enlightened. So I just rejoice with them and be so thankful to God. God did reveal that to me. So what? Let them have a moment that God has brought them to a place and bring them up in him. And they growing up in him. And where they used to stump their toe and everything they saw, they just triple over. But now they get some strength in their hind legs that they can run and not be weary. They can pray and don't have to faint. So rejoice with them. Don't take that away. Encourage your brothers and sisters in the Lord. To do a good work. Okay, let's get back to it. Such a high priest truly meets our need. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, he does not need, listen, to offer sacrifice day after day. No, why? Because he's the high priest, he is the sacrifice. First, for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed their sin once for all, when he offered himself the ultimate sacrifice for sin. For the law appointed and high priest. Men and all their weakness, but the oath which came after the law appointed. Listen now. The Son. Appointed the Son who has been made perfect forever. You find it in Hebrews 7:23-28. Don't think I don't forget. I'm going to ask a question now. Who is Christ? What does it mean that Jesus is the Son of David? We're not going to be that. We're going to go to what I told you. Now, what does it mean that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered? Now we want you to look at the children. When they kids, they start learning to pull up. Or when you got this baby and you breastfeeding your baby, and when they get teeth in their mouth and they start biting you don't hit them hard. You kind of tap and say, no, uh-uh. When they do that bite, when they bite you, you feel it. You feel that pain. And if you're not very careful, oh, glory, thank God. If you have a quick reflex, but you know this is an innocent baby. This baby is innocent. And you got to nurse this baby. It's the same thing in Christ. And the baby got to get milk from the mother in order to survive and get the nutrients. That's why we have to eat right. And we talk about famous in the earth. It's famous in us. It's famous in our walk with God. It's a famous. It's a famous in the house of God. It's a famous in my house, your house, our thoughts, our hearts, and our spirit. When we do not fully obey God. We obey man quick. If he tell us jump up and down and flip over, roll over, and say, we'll do it in a heartbeat. Or we'll try. Call your knees up trying. And God can tell you something in your ear. And you don't learn the voice of God. Don't get me wrong. Don't get this thing twisted now, y'all. We real talk. I'm not talking about those that just coming and have not learned. I'm talking about these supposed to be, we supposed to be already don't learn. We and those that desire that it's a still milk of the word. I'm talking about fully mature. We're not something over for an appointment or to be a prayer. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you heard his voice. You have learned his voice. And you have learned what it is he wants you to do. He has instructed you what his will. Oh, mama. Hey, glory. Hiya. Hey, mama. He has instructed you what his will is. He has given you an assignment. Your assignment not like Mary. It's not like Martha. It's not like Esther. It's not like Mary. But he has given you an assignment. It's not like John. Not like Paul. Not like Moses. Ezekiel. He's given you an assignment. You me. But we're always looking over at someone else's assignment. They walking in their assignment. They're walking in the will of God. But we never satisfied where it is that God has called you to. Jesus was complete. Hey, satisfied. Oh, yeah. Jesus was complete in tune. Jesus was complete in God. Oh, yeah. To be obedient unto his Father. Because it was a good pleasure. Hey, to suffer for me. Thank you. Hey, my other brother, my Savior. Oh, my salvation. Yes, sir. My high priest. It was his pleasure to be uncomfortable for us. It was his pleasure to be uncomfortable. It was his pleasure to turn his back and let him be it. Because he saw us. He saw us. And he told you that I didn't come as a full man, a full grown man. I came as a child. So I can learn and be acquainted with everything you're facing. You got to struggle, Lord. I'm struggling. I'm confused about my preference or who I am or whether I'm a girl or a boy. I'm so confused and the confusion of the devil. And I don't know what way to go or what to do. Lord, this alcohol been had me for so many years and I don't want to drink. I don't want to. But Lord, it seems like I just can't turn it loose. He said, I'm acquainted with all that, but I didn't see it. But I want you to know I'm acquainted. Lord, this man, I know I shouldn't be staying with him because you said let every man have his own wife. Uh-huh. Every man. His own. Not somebody else. Have his own wife. Uh-huh. And then he told us as aged women, learn women, mature women, teach the young women how to be chaste and at home and how to keep your own house and how to be obey your own husband. But you obey somebody else, husband won't obey yours. Don't get it twisted now. I mean in righteousness. So some people take that scripture and misuse it to abuse. I'm here to tell you, right in the heart of God. Hear the most of that. Yes, I said it, and I don't take it back. Don't get it wrong, and I'm free. Use it. And have a destiny that says God. God never wants us to take his word and use it to be abusive to no one. That's not God's will. Jesus didn't take his word to be abusive to us. Even in rebuke and reproof and correction, he never took God's word one time to misuse it and be, he never done that. He never done that. He never. And sometimes we got to learn. If God give you somebody, be a helper to you in the ministry, we should treat each other with tender love and care. With all high respect. Because why? It's the Christ in those people that submit themselves to you and under you. because they just missed somewhere else. So don't misuse and abuse people's kindness. Don't do it. Let's not do that. And if you do it, you stop tonight, okay? Because it's not right. I'm a bad just to order them around and get your stuff together. And you are able to get some of this stuff together yourself. And I think that's the world a whole lot of us. If you're still able to do, now you got a whole lot of stuff you got to put together. Don't get me wrong. Don't. When you go back and lie if you want to, because I can set the record straight on me. Anything I say, thanks be to God. He able to bag it up. I thank God. And I can't take it back. Because it just came out of my mouth. And it cannot return unto me, boy. We got to get it right, Saint. Jesus done told us. What does it mean? That Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. I don't mean you abusing me and misusing me. Oh, no. I learned the difference between that. I have learned the difference. And when I learned the difference, oh, my, I said, oh, but that's not exactly what the scripture meant. And it's okay to say what you know. You don't have to be rude and disrespectful. What you want children to remain at crawling on the floor? No. You want those kids to get up. You want those children to start pulling up. Then after they start pulling up for so long, you want them to get some strength in their knees and their ankle and their thighs. And you want them to start trying to make some steps. Then after they start doing that, then they don't graduate from the crawling. Now they're pulling. Now they graduated from that. Then they took one step and they say, oh, I better sit down. Some of them don't fall down. They sit down. I know what I'm talking about. My great-grandmother, she would let everybody see that she could walk. Why? She wasn't ready for them to stop holding her. Mm-mm. Very, very smart young lady. 2 years old. And I said, let your mom and dad see you walk. No, she wouldn't let them see you. And she said, that's between you and me. But I'm showing you, Jesus said something between you and me. Hey! But all this is all out in the open. She got nothing to hide. She didn't come as a full-grown man. He came, just like you and I. He came through a virgin woman. And all of us were virgins. Some of us were, but all of us weren't. See, that's why none of us have no room to talk and criticize others. All of us are mad. Look at the grace and mercy of God. Look at Jesus acquainted with all that. I already know you won't do that. I already know. Ain't nothing here for me. Man, I knew you before you was even conceived in your mother's womb. I already knew you going to betray. I already knew. Even though it's not in me, but it's in you. Why? Because you're human. And nothing good dwell in the flesh. But thanks be to God, Jesus was fully committed to obedience to the Father, even as a child. And he came through. And then the children grew up. He grew up. He grew up, and then he learned. He learned what it was. They was in the house of prayer doing everything they shouldn't have been doing. Things going on in the house of prayer that shouldn't be going on. And what he did, he beat them out of there. He did it. He wasn't abusive. That's my father's house, and all this stuff shouldn't be going on. So he spoke up. He stood up. He grew up. Stood up and spoke up. We see and don't speak up. I can't say that to them. I can't do that because of their position. Well, I do. That's why I love the scripture. My elder brother. You're my elder brother. Oh, okay, so you were called into the prophetic. You were called to, God give you a title for apostle. But there's no greater one than brotherly. You're my brother in the Lord. I'm your sister. And we should hold each other accountable. And when we don't, that blood's going to be required at our hand. Because you're more afraid of my title than you are to being obedient to the will of God. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked the question. Oh, so who do we really serve? Now, I'm coming now with questions. I'm ready for an answer, y'all. Now it's talking time. The line going to be unmuted. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean that Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered? What have you learned by the things that you suffered?
All participants are unmuted.
Everybody don't have to come at one time. Minister Bradley, unmute the line. I need to hear from you all. This is Ali out, but it's also your out. What have you learned from the things that you suffered? To be obedient even more to Christ, to the will of God. Somebody turn your TV down. All of you don't have to come at one time. What have you learned? Because he told you, I went through everything y'all facing in life. I'm acquainted with this. But I'm a fully man. Hey! But I also was fully eternal. See, look at that. He was fully divine, yet fully man, human. Isn't that something? And that yet he was without sin. Fully. But he had to experience what we experienced. And he took it on, human. He took on the part of the weakness of man. Mm-hmm. Are there anybody? We can't get no talk tonight? Oh, don't nobody want to say that? We don't have nobody on the line? I know Minister Bratton on the line. Well, no one like all this hour tonight. I brought Jesus with me. I didn't leave him. I brought him. Oh, come on. I know we can get some talk tonight. Minister Bradley, can we get some talk from you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Ali, God bless you tonight. Amen. Such a beautiful expression on tonight, and really posing a question to really, really, really make you think. And as we look at the life of Christ, even as you said, he, God, being in the earth, fully God, fully man, learning obedience through the things that he suffered, in so much because he was fully God in the earth, but bringing himself subject to humanity, in that he might redeem us, because the things that he could do or would to do, he didn't do, but he brought himself subject so that he would be touched by our infirmities and touched by our weaknesses and the things that we go through in humanity, so that in all points he was touched by the he was touched so that he could feel our infirmities, that he could know what we go through as people. In that part of suffering, in that he could have, you see what I'm saying, spoke a word, and the scribes and the Pharisees and all those that derailed him and all those that came against him, those things that he could have done, but he didn't do. But I'm so grateful because he, God, had a plan, and he had me in the plan, because that I look back over my life, even as you were talking about what have we gone through and what have we suffered, what have we learned. And even as the scripture declares, you know, no suffering, no chastisement, no, you know, if you're going, even in your suffering, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to our flesh, and sometimes we feel like we are just so wrong, and we're so ostracized and just don't understand, Lord, how could you allow these things to be? But not understanding that even in that, yes, he could bring us out, but he suffered us to go through. He suffered me to go through some things. And sometimes some of the things that I went through, even in life, it was like the children of Israel. It's like I was going around and around and around the mountain. And it was like, I've been here before. But it's so that we will know in our heart, he already knows. But our will must be broken. Our will must be broken that he can get the glory out of our lives. And it's through that suffering that we learn of him. It's through that suffering that I learn of him. It's through that suffering that, you know, that I went through that I really came to understand and to know him in a very real way. It's so that he would get the glory in my life. And like I said, just went through a lot of things, went through so many things. And, you know, when we're going through, we're suffering something, seems like it's never going to end. Seems like it's never, ever, ever going to end. Even as a mom, as a single parent, I have two sons. But just going through them in life, sometimes making choices that I thought was the right choice, but then I came to understand that it wasn't God's choice. It was my choice. But even in the choices that I made, suffered the repercussions and had to go through and had to, there was a season. It seems like there was a season of suffering. And I've heard the older people say, don't ever ask, Lord, how long? Don't even part your lips. I've always heard that they said that even when you're going through your suffering, not to ask the Lord how long. But I thank the Lord, like I said, that even in my suffering, I came to know him in a very real way in so many areas of my life. And even in going through the suffering, sometimes it just seems like it wouldn't end. But God had a purpose, and he had a plan in my life. And even in my suffering, coming to understand prayer, coming to understand discipline, you see, all of those things, discipline, come to the correction that I would know the righteousness of God. And all of it is so that he could get the glory. Whoever would have thought, even in my life, having come through, having gone through, that I would be at this point. But it was through suffering. It was through much suffering. And ministry, even in ministry, people of God, listen, you're not just going to just step into ministry like that, but you bear the battle scars of the mistakes that you made, the hurt, the pain, so that even as you're going forth, even as you're coming, the Lord is preparing you to be served to his people, that you too would be touched by what you've gone through, so that even as you're stepping into ministry, that you would have compassion, that we would have compassion for others. So in going through suffering, you know, have really come to discipline. I've really come to discipline, discipline to the will of God, not just when anybody's looking, but character has been built in me because of the things that I've suffered, learning to yield to the will of God, not being so heady, thinking, I got this. And see, and that was a big thing for me because as a single parent, you know, you had to make things happen. You had to, you know, you had to always catch and had to always switch and you had to always, you know, make things happen. So for me, that was one of the things that I had to really learn to be submissive to to really be submissive to the will of God and really know his voice in his leading and in his guidance, and knowing that he really had a perfect plan and a will, that his will superseded my will. Even though in the natural, I like I said, my whole thing was, you know, I got it. I can make this happen and make that happen. But, you know, that's not how it is when it comes to him. We have got to be humble and we've got to be submissive, you know, and that's what the suffering has brought me to. And even more, you know, leaning and depending on him, waiting to hear what he's saying, the way he wants me to go, you know. It's just been so much. It's been so much. I could just go on and on, because even as I'm talking now, reflecting, going back in so many ways, but all of the suffering has brought me to where I am today, and I thank God. Mm-hmm.
We bless the Lord for Minister Bradley. Tell them what you've learned by obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. Tell them some things she said. Well, we brought some stuff on ourselves. We did. And we didn't choose the Lord. He chose us. He chose us, y'all. And now, is there anyone else? I want you to give me a quick answer. What? What does it mean, not just for Jesus, what does it mean that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered? What does it mean that Jesus and you learn obedience by the things that you suffer, even if it was to your parents or to the will of God? And you can do Star 6 and come on over. We're going to talk for just a little bit about what you learned. Sometimes talking things out, it brings you a better perspective of life. Because Jesus let us know tonight, I've been through that for y'all. I went through it all. It's just this message, this just blessed me. It blessed me in a way that it caused me to look at myself in a different light. And I just want to hear from you tonight. Jesus chose the weakness of humans. They did. But he was perfect. His suffering made him perfect, but he already was perfect. There ain't anyone tonight. Anyone. His Star 6 has come over. Let me hear from you tonight. I would love to hear from you tonight. Come on over. Star 6.
The lines are already open. Yes. Go ahead, Carla.
Miss Olive.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I was sitting here thinking before Minister Bradley came on, and I was thinking about Jesus. To me, Jesus knew his assignment. His father told him what he was supposed to do, and he was humble. But the flesh part, even when the flesh part, which we go through, and the flesh part, when he said, he asked the Father the question, "If it's your will, take this cup from me."
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, let thy will be done. So, even though God knew his assignment, Jesus knew his assignment, and like you said, he was sent. He could have did some things, just like when the devil tempted him about the bread and all that stuff like that. He could have done that, but that was the part that he had to show us, and about the flesh part, that we gonna face some things that's not gonna feel good, and him asking his father, well, Daddy, I really don't want to do this. I know it's gonna hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's going to be painful. I know it's going to be bitter. I really don't want to face this. Well, can you take it from me? Do I have to do this? Yeah. But then he said, thy will be done. So that's the best part. So sometimes when we go through, it's going to be some things. And so, but he was still obedient. He still walked through the things and the areas of life that he had. But he didn't have to do it but one time. One time. But in our life, sometimes because we're hard-headed, when we're told to do something and we won't do it, get it right the first time, we're going to have to keep on doing it and keep on doing it until we get it right.
Amen.
Until we get it right. Some people say, well, I keep on going through this. I keep on, because you're not getting it right.
Excuse me.
You're not submitting yourself. You're not submitting yourself. Like you said, you're not submitting yourself. You're not being obedient to God. If we can be obedient to God the first time when we're asked to do something, we won't have to go through the struggle. And that's that flesh part. That flesh has to be crucified. It's the stubborn. We still in our will, not letting God's will be done inside of us. We're not truly submitting to Him, and I can say that myself. I've been through some things because I didn't submit. I didn't. I remember I was with my husband for 32 years. And when things got rough and I left and I said, God, why did you let me stay so long? He said, Gail, I didn't tell you that was your husband the first time. Mm. You kept asking me for him. You kept asking me for him. And it was no longer my will be done, but it was Gail's will be done. And so I learned Gail's will be done. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can say when God tells you or if he gives you warning about certain things, obey God. Obey God because you're going to pay. That flesh part where you don't want, where your wants oversee his will for your life, you're going to pay. And then you got to go back and start all over. Start all over and begin where you left off and hopefully get it right. His will be done in your life.
Amen.
So in God's, in Jesus' obedience, he was obedient the first time. He did what the Father said. And
somebody calling people already.
Hello?
I'm here.
All the people.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, well, anyway. Somebody else. Okay.
Yeah, I heard that. So when we're not obedient, we have to go through, we are going to suffer, and no, it doesn't feel good. And sometimes when we have to go through some things, and we will go through some things that will not feel good, but it's for the body of Christ, then we'll be able to testify and tell someone else, no, don't do that. Get it right the first time. Get it right the first time. That's what I'm saying, yeah, in our obedience, yeah. So we do learn obedience through suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And when you suffer, next time you'll get it right. I promise you, you'll get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And I thank you for that. And also, God allows to be in that permissive will.
That's right.
But do we want to grow up and get in his perfect will? I tell him, Lord, I thank you for permissive will. But I want to be in your perfect will so the blessing can flow, and still it got to flow and stuff. Yeah, and we ask, and we in his face.
Mm-hmm.
We want him. But the Lord wants you to have someone else. Nope.
Yeah.
This is what I want, and this is what I want, just like a child, a power. Okay, get it then. Go right ahead.
Like that's right. That's
give it to me.
Right.
Go ahead. Go right. Because you know more than I know. You see better than I see. And I'm trying to help you. But you don't see me trying to help you. You see me trying to control your life. Yes, you're right. Because guess what? You're out of control. And I thank God for Jesus because he came. Yes, he came fully persuaded. Hey, to do the master's will, do God's will, the Father. So disobedience was not in him. He also did what we did. It's a choice. He chose to suffer for us. And I thank God for that, even though that was his purpose. But he had to show up. I'm acquainted with what you're facing now. Don't think I don't know. I just didn't yield to it. Mm-hmm. I thank God. That's there anyone else? Is there anyone else? We gonna do, we in this together. This is all is ours. And I'm just asking, okay, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered, but what did you learn by the things that you suffered? What have you learned, things that you suffered for Christ's sake? Now, we got to give an account of every deed that's been done in our body. We're going to have to answer. Oh, yes, sir. And I used to hear the elders say, okay, you learn the hard way. And then you say, okay, go ahead. It's something up the road for you. There anyone else? We share tonight. This is honest hour. Real talk. Real talk. There anyone else? Would like to share? If so, hit star 6 and come on over. What does it mean that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered? What does it mean you learn? You learn and you're learning. You're learning obedience by the things that you suffer. Or by the things that you're suffering. Anyone else? Star 6 and come over. I'm going to read this real quick since no one's come yet. I'm going to read this. Observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him. When you learn now, and keep his decree, his word, and command, his law, and regulation, as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all you do. And wherever you go, that's 1 Kings 2 and 3, that's the law and blessing. Is there anyone else? Can't get no talk tonight? Can't get no talk? Check this book of the law. Always
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
How you doing, Minister? This is Gwen.
How you doing,
okay.
Gwen? Good to hear from you.
I'm good. Good to hear you, too. I'm just getting on the line. I just called, I think it was Ms. Gail that came on, and I'm in full agreement that if you don't, and I didn't time and time again, but he sat me down, so I ain't had no choice but to. A hard head to make a soft behind, what the old people used to say, and that is a fact, even now. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning, even though I was disobedient, I'm learning now. I can't go back to the past and change it because it's been done, but.
Amen.
As for right now and going forward, my eyes open. I got a better judgment on a whole heap of things now.
Amen.
And I thank God for him sitting me down because ain't no telling where I would have been if he hadn't. But he is good in spite of everything I didn't do. He gave me another chance because I finally, I'm going to say finally, was obedient.
Amen.
And thank God for more than second chances because he gave me more than one. When men and women of God gave me instructions on what to do back then, I ain't doing. And I might be in this predicament because of that. I don't know, but I know I was hard-headed and disobedient. And I'm trying to put one and one together to get to that. I didn't then, so I should have probably, and I probably wouldn't be like I am now. But thank God for Jesus, it's good now. It started out as a punishment, what seemed to be punishment, but it's just opposite since I'm being more obedient. So if anybody listening, you take heed while you can, because it's worth it when you do it on your own, because you're going to go through something if you don't. So thank the Lord for that. Thank you, ma'am. Thank the Lord for being in. Y'all have a blessed night.
You too, Gwen. God bless you, Gwen.
Thank you.
And I thank God
thank
for
you,
she speaking from her experience. And her experience have made her not ashamed to tell the things that she's gone through and the things that she faced. She said, even though I was disobedient and I brought it up on myself, but God's grace and God's mercy is there for her. He extended
Amen.
It. So he allowed her to go through some things. He allowed her to face some things. He allowed it. He allowed it. But he knew there wasn't going to come a stopping point. Sooner or later. They said, all right, sooner or later. Something up the road. You won't listen
That's
one
right.
day, you're going to listen another. Now, she
Amen.
Says, it took me to get here, but I'm telling y'all, don't let it, y'all have to go through what I've gone through to learn. Learn from my mistakes. Learn about what I was disobedient, hard-headed, didn't obey my parents. Didn't obey those that were leading me in a good way, in a right way. But I want to
right.
do it my way. And there's a lot of us Gwens out there. And there's a lot of us Ollies out there doing the same thing. But we thank God for Jesus. So Jesus said, I was already acquainted with that Gwen. I knew a stopping point was coming. Because why? I had to intervene.
That's right.
On your behalf. That's just how much I love you. That's just how much I sacrificed my life for you. Now he said, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your own body as a living sacrifice. Let it be holy and pleasing to God. This is, now listen, this is yours, mine, and our proper worship. That's the proper way to worship God. When we present our bodies, that living sacrifice, he's told you how to present it. That's the proper worship. You got to do it in truth. Living sacrifice. Anyone else? We're not going to hold your own now. And I've tried to stick with the strip tonight. I wanted us to be in this thing together. This aisle is ours. And I just want you to share my hour and my time and our time that God have allowed us to come together. And let's talk real talk. You can hit *6 and come on over. And I know some of you may have to mute your phone because you do have family members at the house and things. And I understand that you have children. Some of you may have husbands or wives. And I understand there can be noise in the background. But we understand you have to mute your phone. But you can hit *6 and come on over and let's talk about it a little bit. Real talk. Mm-hmm. You know why I like real talk? I get delivered. Why? Confession is good for what? Confession is good for your soul. Uh-huh. And I overcome by the word of my testimony. And you do too. Uh-huh. Come on. Hey, no, we all in this together. I draw strength from you. You draw strength from me. You draw, I hope you do. That's my intentions. I draw encouragement from you, and I hope you draw encouragement from me. That's my intention. Mm-hmm. If there's not one, it's healing in it tonight, y'all. It's healing. Healing for my mind. Healing for my soul. It's healing in it tonight. Blessings and healing in it tonight. If there's not one, life in it tonight. Whoever he, the discipline, show the way to life. But whoever ignore correction leads others astray. You'll find that in Proverbs 10 and 17. Life, listen, a life lesson. Is there be one? If not, this is all it's out. And I thank you for coming. I thank you for your testimony. I thank you for sharing. Sharing is caring. I thank you for that tonight. I thank you for this opportunity that you took the time to come and just to listen. And I praise God for it. And I thank you for sipping on your water, your coffee, milk, or whatever, orange juice, grapefruit juice, apple juice, or whatever you had. I thank you for coming. I appreciate you tonight. And I thank God for those that did share tonight. I thank you for it because you encouraged me and you uplifted me sharing what you're going through and what you're facing in life because of our own self. And our own self. Yes, you're going to suffer through some things that for righteousness' sake. But good God, stuff that I brought up on myself. Because, see, we'll be blessed behind the things that we suffer for Christ. Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Thank God for you tonight. Thank God for your ears. There ain't anyone don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins tonight. There be anyone. You can hit star 6 and you can come on over. And if there ain't anyone that desires prayer tonight, you can hit star 6 and you can come on over. And if there's anyone just want to tell him thank you, hey, glory, you could come on over and you could tell him. It's all is ours. You have an opportunity. And if not, thank you. We appreciate you. Those four and near, we praise God for you tonight. Thank you for tuning in to All Is Our tonight. We appreciate each one of you all. And we're going to turn it back over to the hands of Minister Bradley. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may God be with you. And may God cause his face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you tonight. Be healed now. Minister Bradley.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Ali. Amen. We bless God for you on tonight. For all that our ears have heard, amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. The wisdom, the nugget, the knowledge that was shared, for the experience that was shared on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm like you, Minister Ali. Just sometimes it's just good to just sit and ponder and to think. Amen. And I know that, listen, if you're on the line and you are on the line, amen, I know that you're thinking. I know that you're considering. You're contemplating. Amen. Glory be to God, the word that has been spoken on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If nothing more than to look at your life and the things that you did suffer and the things that did come out of your suffering. Amen. Glory be to God, because just as sure as we're living, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, each and every one of us has gone through something. Amen. Glory be each and everyone. I can't even fathom anybody not going through anything. Amen. Glory be to God, because even as brought out in your text, even Jesus, amen, who was, amen, God and man, but he suffered. Amen. but it was for purpose. It was for a cause. And we pray that you, people of God, that you take this word and that you look at it, that you look at your life, amen, and that you see, glory be to God, amen, where you are. And just be honest with yourself, even start out with God, some of the things perhaps we brought to and certainly because it's the decisions that we've made, amen, decisions that we've made that has caused us to be, amen, in certain positions. But we thank God for Jesus, amen. We thank God for Jesus, one of our all of us said, amen. So many opportunities. He's given us the opportunity to get it right. So we just thank God for it, amen, that he didn't leave us, even as the word, as he said in his word, that he had never leave us nor forsake us. Even in our time of suffering, we got to know that the Lord is right there. Amen. So no matter where we are, we can live because there's yet hope. There is yet hope. And because he lives, we can live. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So it doesn't matter where you are, people of God, we just want to say, look up and live. Amen. Look unto him who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Look unto him knowing that he has a plan and that he has a purpose. Glory to God. And yes, he wants to get your attention. Amen, Jesus, because he has a more excellent way. He has a more excellent way for us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight and for, again, everything that we've heard here at Ollie's Hour. Amen. We're just so grateful for what the Lord is doing because he's doing a great work. He's truly doing a great work. Amen, Jesus, in the lives of our advisors. And we're thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For Ollie's Hour. Amen, Jesus. We thank God. Amen. Even our advisor on last night, amen, has started a book club, a godly women's book club, and we're looking to tell you more about that, amen. But God is doing some great things, and even with the Minister Emmanuel, the outreach, the street outreach near his local assembly, we thank God for that, amen. Because God is yet using his people. He's moving us out. He's moving us out of our comfort zone. He's moving us out, people of God. And we thank God, and even Evangelist Bond, glory be to God, who has started a prayer line. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. And it's moving along, amen, in the Holy Ghost. So we thank God on tonight, amen, and Evangelist Stanford, amen, and all that the Lord has put our hand to, glory to God, just multifaceted in many places, doing many things. Of course, Evangelist Jones, thank God for her, amen, who's on the field, amen, and I'm sure that now that the pandemic, if the bans are lifted, amen, Jesus, she's probably going to really be out and on the field for the Lord, amen. So we just thank God, amen, for everyone and Sister Robin, amen. Thank God, amen, for all that she's doing, amen, for the Lord. Glory to God. It's just a lot. It's a lot, people of God. But listen, the Lord got our backs, amen. He got us. He got us. And he got you, amen. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful tonight for all that the Lord is doing, even in your lives, for the prayer warriors that are raising up. We thank God. We thank God for each of you. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Amen. Because he's truly doing a great work in each and every one of our lives. Amen. We want to say, amen, give the Lord a yes. Give the Lord a yes, people of God. You don't want to have to go around this fountain, amen, time and time again. Amen, Jesus. But we want to do it right the first time. Evangelist Gail, thanking God for her. Amen, Jesus, who's a very integral part, amen, of the PNN. We thank God for her. amen, and all that she does. Just really, really, really blessed the Lord, amen. And now is the hour for us to really get out and move forward, amen. So we thank God on tonight again. Thank God for you, Minister Olive. God bless you on tonight. God
bless you.
Amen, in your ministry and what God is doing. We know that the yet to come. Amen. We pray God continues to bless God, continued blessings upon you. Amen. Upon your ministry. May he breathe upon you, breathe upon this work that he has set to your hand. May he cause this work to prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That many souls will be delivered. Many souls will come to the reasoning to understand I need Jesus. Amen. We pray that this ministry, this work, that he's to your hand, that it will be a light and that it will draw the soul for the kingdom. In the name, may it be
a book
for the people to look and see themselves. Amen. To look and take a close look at themselves and all that they're doing. Amen. So that they can truly come to the righteousness and the holiness of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Again, thank you, woman of God. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you so much on tonight. And we're going to give the platform to you now for a final word. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you want to let us know anything about, amen, the Ollie's Hour and when it's really good. This is the kickoff, amen, but when everything will be settled, amen, you can let us know. Amen. If it's to be determined, just let us know. Amen. But just know that
we will do indeed.
Here for you.
We will do indeed. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen. I am indeed grateful for being able to come again before you all with Ollie's Hour. And are we working on that we can do Zoom?
Okay.
And we get back in touch with you all and let you know the date and the time. And I know you're busy. I know you got a heavy schedule when we all do, but I thank God for you all. We just got to do that God called us to do, and that things that God has laid charge to our hands to do. And you find your hands to do good work, do it. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yes, it will be. But you got to keep pushing through it. Keep pressing through it. On Friday, I was witness with this, and I'm going to cut it off, this young man. And we were just talking about the Lord, and I just, God just began to fill my mouth, my lips with some things again concerning that God, when he created us, he created all us equal.
Mm-hmm.
And God created every one of us, the skin tone, he made it. And when he finished, he said he was pleased with it. They were pleased with it. So how in the world are we going to go before I was to my king, my Lord, my God, my heavenly Father, divide and say, you love him, I say, I love him, and then we got so much hatred. Skin cold. We got to check our relationship and see who we really had it with. And I thank God we was able to sit down like Proverbs and like I just said, we exchange some knowledge. We sit down and we listen and come to some understanding. Take off another frame. No. Mm-mm, no, sir. Mm-mm. But I thank God for that. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. God bless you. God be with you. God keep you. May God's face shine upon you. May God guide you, direct you, and be obedient. Be obedient. It won't feel good, but I guarantee you, it'll yield some righteous fruit. And we all have been there and done that. And guess what? And when you stump your toe, or you make a mistake, he don't throw you away. He don't throw you away. He don't. The only thing he's going to do is just get you up and bandage you up, and he's going to put you right back out there in the field. Uh-huh. So don't come off the field because you don't stump your toe. Stay out there and do the will of the Lord. God bless you tonight. God keep you. And you can get a copy. And I'm going to bring Nurse Bradley back. She'll give you the number. You can get a copy of this broadcast tonight if you would like. And I'd like to say once again, God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you. You and your family. and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May God give you grace and mercy. Oh, may the blessings and the healing of God be with you. May salvation rain. Oh, just pour down like a river in your life and in your family's life throughout the whole universe. The whole universe. In the name of Jesus, God bless you tonight. Back in the hand of Minister Bradley. God be with you.
Amen. Amen. People of God, we want to let you know you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can text 678-608-7234. Those internationally, you can text us via WhatsApp, and that number again is 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We want you to consider all that you've heard on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let it soak and let it settle in your heart. We look to see you on tomorrow night. We look to see you. God bless you. We love you. We just going out with a praise on tonight. Just give the Lord a yes. Amen. And it'll be so much better. Amen. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name.
Good
session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.